The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hello, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
All right, thank you. Rolene, so you sent through one of the topics that you're going to be talking about, and it really, really confused me because it said Bibi warns of preemptive action to prevent greater conflict. And I thought, does this talk about Syria, Iran, Lebanon, Gaza? Where is this? Because it could actually apply to any of those different places. So tell us a bit more about that.
Well, it looks like all our borders are heating up, but I think what Bibi does have in mind is if we are to face a proposed threat by Iran, and we are expecting it, we are expecting a possible barrage of rockets and missiles fired at the state of Israel from Iran, possibly in retribution for the great humiliation that they suffered at the hands of our intelligence agencies last week. And to kind of preempt this, Bibi's talking, you know, maybe we need to take decisive action. And we heard from Minister of Knesset, Yuval Steiner, say today that if Iran launches an attack from Syria, from the Syrian airspace or from the ground in Syria, we will kill Assad. We will take out the Assad regime. It's not an official policy. He did reiterate he's speaking in his personal capacity, but we are definitely seeing things heating up. The language between Iran and Israel certainly getting a lot more hot, and also concerns for us given the election results in Lebanon and the move or the gains made by Hezbollah and their allies really, really raises alarm signals for Israel. Hezbollah is an enemy entity of the state of Israel, and Hezbollah is also an Iranian sponsored proxy. So we definitely are seeing things heating up on all borders, including the border in the south, our border with Gaza, and a new form of weaponry used against the state of Israel, and that is kite bombs. Today, the Gaza sent over an a balloon with an incendiary device, an explosive device. We do have teams of firefighters in the south ready to put out fires. But for anybody who still thinks these protests on the southern border are peaceful, they are anything but. With Gaza flying kites with Molotov cocktails with explosive devices attached to the end of these kites in order to burn Israeli fields and homes in the south.
Rolene, are Israelis worried about this Iranian threat?
Israelis are concerned. We are very, very concerned that we could see a conflagration pretty soon. The kind of feeling on the street is there's no way we're going to go without some kind of act of retribution from Iran. Should something happen, it will probably be very short and very, very sharp. And I think as we approach the May 12th deadline for the Iranian nuclear agreement, we are going to see the Iranians want to show some kind of force. You know, when we're dealing with the Middle East, we're not dealing by Western principles. We are looking at countries and players in the region for whom honor is a big concern. And if you've been dishonored or shamed in any way, the only way to regain your honor is to have a show of strength.
Rolene, that's where we leave it this evening. We wish you a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for making time with us, and look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. God bless.